Once upon a time, there was a princess who thought she was a frog. She didn't look like a frog. She was just afraid that deep down inside, she really was one. Her father, you see, was the famous Frog Prince. When he was a young man, he had been very rude to an old witch, and she had turned him into a frog.
"And you'll stay a frog," she said, "until you learn to be kind. Kind enough to to convince a princess to kiss you."
Well, the Frog Prince did learn to be kind. A princess did kiss him, and he did turn back into a prince. They married, became king and queen of Lilypadia, and their only child they named Amphibia. When Amphibia was 3, the queen died, and so the little princess and her father made the best family they could without a mother. Amphibia had the run of the castle. And what a castle it was! It had the largest and most luxurious frog pond in all the land. "Let us never forget from whence we come," said the king. And he never did. Frogs were treated as special mascots of the palace. The royal servants always dressed in green, and lily pads adorned the royal dinner table every night. Even the crown was green with emerald. Everyone said they admired frogs. But one night, Amphibia heard a group of noblemen laughing about frogs. Laughing behind her father's back.
"God, they're ugly," they said.
"Can't even sing on pitch. Got a bunch of green pimples on their faces. They're slimy. Yuck."
It had never occurred to Amphibia that people didn't admire frogs, or that they thought it was bad to be a frog, or to marry a frog. Goodness gracious, her mother had married a frog. Her father was the frog that her mother married. What if she became a frog? Would they laugh at her, too? For the first time in her life, Amphibia was scared of what she might become.